Importance of awa to Māori. Water is a taonga of huge importance to iwi. Water is linked to identity, used for transport, gathering food, and other materials. Māori recognise many different types of water, momowai, and each has different values and uses. Each body of water also has a life force, Māori, and should not be mixed with water from another source. For Māori, water is the essence of all life, like the blood of Papatua Nuku, Earth Mother, who supports all people, plants, and wildlife. Enhancing the health and well-being of our waterways is a priority for many iwi. Māori often consider their personal health and the health of the iwi to be linked to the health of their water bodies. Māori identity is linked to awa. Māori are connected to water and to the whole natural world through whakapapa, a lineage that descends from Ranganui and Papatua Nuku down to people and all parts of the environment. Awa are thought of as tipuna, ancestors that have been with us throughout history. Ko te wai te ora nā mea katoa. Water is the life giver of all things. Māori used awa for a source of mahingakai, hangi stones, cultural materials such as rāpō, and taonga such as pounamu, access routes and a means of travel, access to important wahi tapu, sacred sites, settlements, exploration. Early Māori relied on awa. Awa were used as landing sites, settlements, and a source of fresh water. Māori explored as far as possible upriver on many waterways. Transport. It was easier to get from place to place by canoeing up or down awa than by walking over the mountains or through dense bush. Waka, made of hollowed out logs, were used to travel along or across awa. On the many fast-flowing awa of the South Island, mōkihi, rafts of woven reeds, were used. Food. Māori often built settlements at the mouth of awa. Kai was gathered from the awa itself, or its estuary. Food sources found inland or at sea could be reached easily by awa. Māori recognised the link between awa and the sea, and the need to look after awa, from their source in the mountains, right through to the sea. Pounamu. Pounamu is found only on the South Island's west coast. Produced deep in the earth, it is brought to the surface by mountain uplift, and then cleaned by river action. Pounamu is a taonga. Māori used it to make tools, weapons, and ornaments, and it became a valuable item of trade. Groups made expeditions to the west coast, where they cut pounamu from boulders and carried it back over paths known as greenstone trails. Water spirits. Often in Māori tradition, taniwha, water spirits, lived in awa. They could be guardians of a place or upholders of customs and tribal mana. Kupu. Wai ora. Pure water. This is water in its purest form. It is used in rituals to purify and sanctify and has the power to give life, sustain well-being, and counteract evil. Wai ora also means health. Wai Māori. Fresh water. This is referred to as ordinary water, which runs free or unrestrained, and it has no sacred associations. Waikino. Polluted. The Māori of the water has been altered through pollution or corruption, and has the potential to do harm to humans. Waimate. Dead water. This class of water has lost its Māori and is dead. It is dangerous to humans because it can cause illness or misfortune. Geographically, it refers to sluggish water, stagnant or backwater. Some tribes refer to it as waikawa, waitai, salt or water from the ocean. This term also refers to rough or angry water, as in surf, waves, or sea tides. Waitangi, grieving waters, refers to a river or part of a river which through some mishap has caused death, much pain, and grieving to the tribe. Waiariki, hot springs, or curative waters. The term ariki means chief in English, and they are referred to as the chiefs or patriarchs of all waters.